Hey, thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss cash for keys.
Hi, I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. I'm here with Renee Nelson, who is the commercial broker at PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Thanks for joining me, Renee.
Thank you. Are we going to talk about cash for keys?
We are going to talk for cash for keys. It's a catchy little phrase, but it's actually an essential tool today in real estate. And if you've got, what we've been talking about is an exchange by one of the listeners who's going to go from single family to multifamily housing as an investor. So he's going to sell his single family investment property and own a small apartment complex.
Yep, that's right. And in the single family property that he needs to sell in order to get his down payment, he has a tenant. And you and I have talked that in this price point, it most likely will be sold to an owner-occupant. So that means the tenant will have to vacate before the buyer can move in. So let's talk about, how do you deal with that? How do you approach a tenant as a real estate broker?
That's right. And in many cases, they're going to have 90 days by law to make that transition. Well, that's a slow-moving bus when you're looking at exchange creeping up on you quickly. So we've got the up leg, the purchase side that's already secured and waiting for us to perform on the down leg.
So what you need to do is you have to consider the down leg let's just break it into simple terms. The single-family property that you want to sell, that's the down leg. You're going to do a 1031 exchange, and you have to go even or up in value, even or up in debt. Luckily, our client owns the single family property free and clear. So he's going to take that single family property and he's going to 1031 exchange into a 14 unit. But part of the dilemma is it's got a tenant in it. So whoever makes an offer on this property to Marcia will most likely want to own or occupy it.
Yes, because the market is warranting that you'll get a higher return than you would as an investment property for the purchaser in this market today. There's huge pressure for price points like this property for owner-occupants, people trying to get into their first home. So that's the consideration. The conversation is cash for keys. And that is when you say to the tenant, hey, we would like to speed this up. We understand we're unhousing you. You need to be rehoused. Let me support that financially to some degree and help you get where you need to go so that we can move on with our plans as well.
And what does that typically look like? Do you give them a month of rent, 2 months of rent? I mean, I've heard it's all over the board.
It is all over the board. And if the tenant has identified something, you can actually match it to what their expectations are on their new rental. But you've got to base it on something and not give away the farm where you're losing your opportunity. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.